looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Everybody, beautiful, beautiful morning here in Dallas. I know there's some rough weather across the country out there, but I hope you're not having too bad situation. We had a lot of rain all day yesterday. It just flooded here and moved on across. So I know a lot of you are soaking wet right now, but it's moved on for us, and a beautiful morning out there. So we're going to talk about gardening. I'm going to talk about a few other things. I wanted to start with a little talk about my tea. We'll talk about the SPCA report, talk about some dogs that we need some help with. And there's an interesting little golf tournament going on, too. You knew that I was going to bring that up, the Masters final day, Sunday at the Masters, and we've got something interesting going on. Even those of you that don't play golf or not interested in golf, you may want to take a little peek at it because it's going to be pretty special. The leaderboard is just amazing. Really a tight cluster of some of the greatest players in the world, several that have won majors before. Tiger Woods, just off the lead, and obviously people are very interested in that. The young man from Italy, Francesco Molinari, is two shots in the lead, and he is one impressive young man. I wouldn't bet against him, let's put it that way, but I like Finau. Tony Finau is up there, and Adam Scott, bunch of great, great players. So they're teeing off early today. They're afraid of the rain, so they're teeing off early on front nine and back nine. And so if you get a chance to watch any of it, I would recommend it. I'll be watching it taped later on myself. The Masters is the Augusta National is just incredible. And if you've read any of my stuff, even in my book, the lawn care book, I mentioned the good news, bad news about the golf course there. The good news is it's one of the most beautiful places that you'll ever see. It is, however many acres it is, 250 acres or whatever, of a weed-free, pristine golf course. And that's beautiful. It's really pretty to see and everything. But on the other hand, it causes those of us in the business a little trouble because a lot of people see that and they want that same situation at home. And most people think you can't do that without the chemicals and all that. And, of course, what we try to promote here is a landscape program, an agricultural program without using the toxic chemicals. You can be weed free without the chemicals. There's no question about it, but it's hard to do. It takes a lot of work, takes an unlimited budget, which, by the way, Augusta National has literally an unlimited budget. So it sets up a situation where it's pretty unrealistic to think you can have the same kind of thing at home. Probably don't want it at home because it's too costly, too time consuming and all that, but you can have pretty close if you don't worry about having a monoculture turf. If you accept what most people accept, a multi-species turf, keep it mowed on a regular basis, leave the clippings on the ground, fertilize sensibly with organic fertilizers, thus building the carbon in the soil and related to that, the microbes in the soil and all that, you can have beautiful, beautiful turf. Not necessarily Augusta National level, you know. Not sure you even want that, but you can really have a beautiful situation that's pretty carefree and low maintenance and save about 50% on your water bill and all that kind of thing. I doubt that Augusta National saves the 40 to 50% on their water bill like we do. They might. They have some sophistication there on underground stuff. Their irrigation system, I'm sure, is the most sophisticated that you can possibly buy. There's underground devices there, especially on the greens, that can warm the greens and change the temperature. And so they've got some abilities that homeowners don't have. But anyway, the golf will be spectacular. No matter what happens, it's bound to be something special to watch today. And I hope they don't get rained out. I hope they get to finish because a lot of people are looking forward to it. Now, the next thing that I wanted to talk about, and by the way, you can call anytime usual fare today, jump on board, and we'll go back and forth between what I need to talk about and what you have as questions or suggestions or complaints or tips or whatever. It's all open. That's how we do the show here, the natural way. Telephone number is 866-444-3478, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com, and we'll be referring to it. You can go there to get a lot of the details about things that you may hear me talk about, maybe some new terms. We talk about things like the sick tree treatment and the tree trunk goop and the Garrett juice formula. There's some interesting news there. Some people from the government apparently making some movement toward saying that we're claiming that it will control pests, which we've never done. So I kind of hope they continue. We just heard the first rumor about it, and I hope they continue because they'll make fools out of themselves if they do, because Garrett juice is not a pest control product. It is a product that helps plants grow and be healthy and help the soil and do the kind of things that the overall organic program here recommends. And yes, it is part of what we call the sick tree treatment, which we refer to all the time. But it itself is not a pest control product, never has been, never will be. At least I don't think so, not anything I have planned. But and it's also something that there are some commercial, that's where we heard from it, from one of the commercial manufacturers of Garrett juice. But one thing, that if you're new listening to the show, it's something that even though it's my last name, it's not a product that we own or anything like that. It's a product that we have the name rights to, and we recommend it, and we let certain people manufacture it and put it out there and make it available to people. But we also make the formula available to anybody who wants to make it out there and use it themselves. We wouldn't want people to manufacture it, you know, to sell it and go that route and hurt the other people that are doing it with proper okay from us. But if you want to make it and use it at your own property, knock yourself out. And the formula is on dirtdoctor.com. It's in all my books. It's out there, and it's been available forever, and it will continue to be available. The basic formula, and there's some variations to it because it's more of an idea. It's more of a concept than a specific product. But the basic formula for Garrett juice is compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. It's a cup of compost tea or liquid humate. The commercial products have liquid humate because it can be more consistent than compost tea. Compost and compost tea can vary all over the place, and so the commercial people like the liquid humate, and I do too. It has some benefits. Some people at home can use either one. You can use your own compost tea, or you can use the liquid humates that you can buy commercially. And basically a cup of it go in the ready-to-use formula of Garrett juice, a cup of compost tea or liquid humate per gallon of water, and an ounce each of the other ingredients, apple cider vinegar, liquid seaweed, and vinegar. So apple cider vinegar, seaweed, and molasses, liquid molasses. That is what we call the Garrett juice. Next thing I wanted to get into a little bit or a lot here is, two things that are related. I made my tea this morning, and as I always do, my herb tea. My herb tea is my usual formula or the formula that I've gotten to like the most. And I haven't even tried any out this morning. I'll do that during this first break, which is coming up. The tea is ginger, fresh organic ginger, thyme, sage, and honey, an organic raw honey. Well, when I was getting those ingredients and starting to put it together, something was in there that was a little extra, and I've written a Dallas Morning News column about it. It's the flowers of oaks. Tell you about it all right after this, so don't go away.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at PureGrowUSA.com or call 469-423-0712.
Love the blooming flowers and trees, but challenged by the pollen? Help ease seasonal issues like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes by supporting a healthy immune response right at the source, your digestive tract. Your immune system and digestive tract are completely integrated systems in your body. If your immune system views pollen as a dangerous invader, it can incite all those unpleasant sensitivities. Over 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, and they all depend on a healthy probiotic population to stay in balance and function at their peak. Dr. Fred Pescatore, a New York City physician and best-selling author on allergies, names Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal sensitivities. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, backed by over 35 years of research, is the help your immune system needs. Try it for yourself and enjoy the outdoors again. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you. That telephone number is 866-444-3478. If you look on Facebook, and either one, I put it on both of them, getting where I'm pretty good at doing that. So people, whichever one they look at, the personal one or the private one, can see the stuff I'm putting on there. First of all, one of the new things that's on there is a new piece of art. I'll talk about it in more detail later, but basically it's a big piece that was that I did for outdoor use, and it is mounted on the back of our house, so you can see it. We will add that to the list of art. We've got kind of a nice catalog now of the art. Not all of it. I still need to add some more, but probably three-fourths of it is on dirtdoctor.com now, and you can see the sizes, the specs on it, and what the prices are and all that. And, of course, that is set up like the online class and the books, if you buy them through the website, to benefit the nonprofit Texas Organic Research Center. Okay, well, this morning in doing the tea, I went out and I was messing with the dogs and getting my tea and getting everything set up and everything. And I, of course, we had this huge rain all day yesterday and last night as well. And I gathered my fresh ingredients, the thyme and the sage from outside. Seems like there was one other ingredient that I didn't tell you about. No, I guess it was it. The thyme, I got several sprigs of thyme and a couple of the garden sage, gray garden sage, and brought that in and put it on a paper towel with this big hunk of ginger, fresh ginger hand or rhizome or root or whatever you call it. And I thought, well, I'll just take a picture of this and I'll throw it on Facebook so people can see what I'm talking about when I'm putting my tea together. So in the first shot, the glazed tea kettle, the tea kettle that's glazed on the inside and the outside, and don't try to find that one I have. I don't think it's made anymore. You can find some that are similar. I think the key is just to find a teapot that is glazed inside and out. You're going to just have a cleaner tasting tea that way. Works really well. But I had it all laid out on a white paper towel, and I shot the first shot, and I saw this little golden brown stuff in there, and I had already washed the tea leaves off in the sink and threw them down on the paper towel. And I looked, and lo and behold, there was three or four oak flowers tangled up in the thyme shoots. And I thought, well, this will be an interesting thing because I just wrote a column about these oak flowers. And so I separated it, shot another shot, and you can see that on Facebook. It's on Facebook and Twitter also this morning for you. But I just pulled them out and washed them off a little bit again, and then did a shot of the piece of ginger that I used, and I've got another shot of how much it looked like after I cut it all up, but that's not that important. I showed you the size of what I started with, and I used quite a bit for a pot of herb tea. And then I did a shot of the thyme after I had stripped the leaves off. And you can see the stems are left. I don't throw the stems of the thyme in the tea. You can. It wouldn't hurt anything. It's just going to make it more tannic and have just a little stronger flavor. But what I do is strip the little small leaves off. The tip will break off because it's so tender and it's new growth. And you throw that in and then put the leaves in separately. Crush all of it much you can. The little bitty leaves are kind of hard to crush. The larger leaves like the sage are easier. If you crush the leaves of whatever herbs you're using, you just get more of the flavor out of the leaves that way. And then you pour the hot water just short of boiling, really rolling, and let it steep for as long as you want to. The longer you let it steep, the stronger it's going to taste. So check that out. I think the pictures will help you out if you haven't seen how I do that. It's really pretty simple to do. But related to that, those oak flowers are something we need to talk about. I had noticed, and I'm sure you have too, two things the last few weeks, maybe 2 weeks or at least a week and a half, the flowers of oaks have been extremely heavy and falling all over the place. And related to that, this beautiful yellow powder covering everything. Well, the two are related. The oak flowers, and it doesn't matter. Like I said, my column this coming Wednesday will be about this, and you'll be able to see it all in detail, but we'll go through it today too because might help you with the management of all this stuff. And that is, those flowers that fall on the ground are really pretty beneficial. And they're beneficial in that you can sweep them from the hard surface, the decks and the patios and the driveways and things like that, and toss them over in the beds on bare soil or on top of thin mulch or around plants in general. And it is they make a wonderful mulch for a couple of reasons. One is the texture's good, kind of that yellow, brown, golden color is not bad at all. And the other thing is they're very breathable. The water goes through easily, air transfer carbon dioxide out, so it really makes a very good mulch. The nutrients there and the protein that's there and the carbon, organic matter that you're supplying to the soil is just really good. So that's how you use them. Not like one of my neighbors, and I was going to take a picture this morning and I forgot. One of my neighbors has about 10 piles of it in bag, 10 bags in a pile right around the corner. I'll be back more of this right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Well, let me finish up on this oak flowers, then we'll get to the phones there. When you hear somebody hang up, the number's 866-444-3478. Yeah, the flowers, like I said, heavy, big no-no to put them in plastic bags like one of my neighbors, as I mentioned, has done, unfortunately. If you have them in the turf, you can mow them into the turf. That's the best. If you have too much there, that's fine. And then off the hard surfaces, throw them into the beds, just like we recommend the management of leaves. But the flowers are even better because they're such a nice texture and all that kind of thing. But the when I was doing some research about talking about it in a little bit more detail and why the flowers were so heavy this year, ran into a couple of interesting things that I didn't even have in the entry of oaks on our website, which we'll, of course, add now. But one of the things that's kind of cool, kind of interesting about the flowers is that those flowers that you see all over the place, when they're hanging down, those are called catkins. Those are male flowers, and they're growing off of last year's growth, the tip growth, but last year's growth. The female flowers that get pollinated by these catkins are tiny, tiny little flowers that are on the new growth, this year's growth. They don't even look like flowers. They look like little bitty buds that are out there on the soft new growth that's coming out. And so the head scratching about it is why it's so heavy this year. Well, first off, it goes back to last fall. We had such really good, heavy, deep rains last fall that the whole process got going really well. And that's one thing that can create a lot of flowers. I also mentioned in the article, the opposite can be true. If there's a stressful situation with the weather or whatever, you know, chemicals have been, you know, thrown out and hurt the root system of a plant or whatever, plants will tend to form a lot of flowers and heavy berries. You've probably seen it on hollies that are stressed. And they'll do that to try to protect their future, you know, their prodigy. And so that you can have it on, you can have really good production kind of set up by really perfect conditions or really bad conditions, either one. And then you get into the spring when things are starting to grow and before those, and as those flowers form, and when you see those catkins hanging on the oak, when they're still on the trees, you'll see all those little nodules on the catkin. Well, each one of those little round bumps is the flower, is the male flower. And each one of them bursts open. And that's where that yellow pollen that's all over your house and your car and your driveway and you and a lot of people have been having, you know, some allergy problems comes from. And so there's another thing that then happens at that point. When that process is going on, sometimes wherever you are in the country, you'll have a late freeze. And that late freeze will hurt the pollination of those male catkins fertilizing the tiny little female flowers. Well, you say, well, why am I concerned? Well, some people don't want the flowers because it's a maintenance problem, and it's just a curiosity about why it happens sometimes heavily and sometimes not. Other people that have acreage or farms or ranches sometimes want good heavy acorn production for wildlife. There's not a lot you can do about it to change it. The other thing that can happen is during that fertilization process of the male flowers fertilizing the females, if you have a real rainy period during that period, it will foul up the pollination too. So all of these different procedures have to be, all these different points have to be in place for this gigantic production that we here in North Texas have had this year. It's been pretty fascinating. But anyway, my column goes into it and talks about it in a little bit more detail. You know, some of you might also be having some of the evergreen trees, live oaks, Mexican white oaks, the loquat leaf oaks, other magnolias even. A lot of the evergreen trees are throwing their leaves down now, and some people get worried about that, and you shouldn't be. That's just the normal time that the evergreens do that. Some of the evergreens, like the loquat leaf oak, won't even throw off the old leaves until the new ones have formed and are starting to grow. It's a very kind of specialized condition. All right, let's catch up on some phone calls. Eugene in St. Joe, Arkansas is first up. Hello, Eugene.
Good morning, Howard. You were commenting on the oaks. I do believe that we'll have a good oak crop this year. We went 4 or 5 days, warm temperatures, without any rain. So, and it was my car was yellow for 3 or 4 or 5 days. So I believe we'll have a good oak crop this year.
I think it'll be real big. Now, some people don't like that either. In fact, some of my golf buddies complained to me last year about it being so heavy and what can you do about it. And the answer is not much of anything.
Wash your car often.
Yeah. It's not a big problem. There's nothing negative about it, you know, or anything like that. You can leave them on the ground or mow them into the turf or put them in the driveway and drive over them and crush them, throw them in the compost pile, all kinds of different things you can do.
Yeah. Howard, I was listening about your Garrett juice, and how do you make your compost tea? What's about the best ingredient for your compost tea?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. We've got on our website a technique that my friend Bruce Dooley uses, using a small container 5-gallon bucket and a little aquarium aerator. You know, you get these stone aerators that you use in aquariums, and you simply everybody's got a little bit different formula. What we sometimes do with a 5-gallon bucket is we'll fill the 5-gallon bucket half full, or any size bucket, half full of a good quality compost. The best would be that you made yourself. Second best would be buy a good quality product. and then fill the rest of the bucket with water. Some people would argue that that's more compost than you need. You only need about maybe 10% of the volume of the 5-gallon bucket compost, the rest water. So you can go either way. And one way makes it a lot more concentrated than the other, obviously. Into the bucket of water and compost, you put the little aquarium aerator stone down in there, turn it on, and you're bubbling air through this liquid mixture, and you throw in a little molasses. And in the 5-gallon bucket, if you put a half a cup to a cup of molasses in there, it'll fire up the biological activity tremendously. And then the next question, and it'll vary on what people recommend, is how long you allow that process to go on before you stop and use it. And here's the thing that you need to understand with that aeration and that molasses added to the compost tea and bubbling through there, it's going to have a wonderful fragrance while it's going. And at some point, it's going to kill off. It's going to be so strong what you've done that it's going to start killing off the microbes. You're going to reach a point where you're not building the biological activity anymore, the beneficial fungus and bacteria and everything. You're going to be killing it off, and it'll take on a little different fragrance. So it's almost like making chili. everybody does it a little bit different, and you kind of play with it and see what works best for you.
I see. Okay. I've got another question. You said you had a book. It was either going to come out, or you said it was already out, about insect control and about your controls for different insects. Have you got that book already out, or are we still waiting on this?
Well, you're still waiting, and I was thinking about it driving over here this morning. I'm already working on it, and I may turn it into being online and for the members, the Organic Club of America, rather than being a printed situation, because I may do it both ways, because if it's online, I can edit it. I can continue to edit it real easily. Plus, we can put it out for everybody a little quicker than if we try to publish it into a book. But what it's going to be is very simply thumbnails over on the left-hand side of insect damage, a plant that's being eaten, a discoloration, a hole in a leaf, a hole in a twig, different symptoms. So you can just go down through and find something that it looks like what you're looking at in your garden, and then out beside it, the identification of it, and then what to do about it. The other reason that it might be better for us to go electronic on the publication is that we can put a brief explanation of what it is and a brief answer about what to do within a live link that you can click to, and it goes to a much more lengthy explanation of what you're looking at and related kinds of things. So we'll get it done as quickly as we can. One thing is, I was talking to Doug about this the other day. I don't know how to put the little thumbnails on just a Word document. Every time I add photographs and then try to add another one, it gets all jumbled up and everything. So I'm going to have to get more proficient at doing that, or get somebody to help me, which is probably what I'll do.
I see. Well, I'm not online right now. That's the reason I was asking some of these questions. Otherwise, I would already know how to make the tea and everything. So I sure thank you, Howard.
Yeah, look at for more detail, just look at dirtdoctor.com, and you'll see kind of an expanded explanation of what we just talked about, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. Let's go next to John in Arlington. And, John, you're on with the Dirt Doctor. Hey.
Good morning, Mr. Garrett.
What's up?
I just wonder about gecko trees. Which one would be the best as far as a shade tree?
Which ginkgo?
Yes, please.
Well, that's a good question. Most of the ginkgos are sold more or less generically. They don't have cultivar names and that sort of thing. There may be some out there. In fact, there are. I just never have worried about it too much. Mine is just a general ginkgo biloba. It's not a specific cultivar at all. And most of the nurseries are going to be selling it like that rather than as a cultivar. That's a good question, though. I'll look that up in a minute and see online which ones that some people are talking about. And maybe there's some that are supposed to get better fall color than others. I've never seen a ginkgo in my experience, though, that doesn't have just absolutely gorgeous yellow fall color.
I got a magazine here. It's called Jade Butterfly, and another one, Elmwood Pillar, P-I-L-A-R, and M-A-R-I-E-K-E-N. These three, and Princeton's Century is a narrow pyramid type.
Okay, yeah, just different shapes. Well, let me put you on hold if you had something else, because we're going to have to run here. I'm Harold Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Experience the healing revolution and get away from sickness, pharmaceuticals, pain, and poor health. Before you operate or medicate, now you can regenerate your body with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's natural healing ability. It's simple, safe, effective, affordable. Book your free consultation now by calling Achieve Vitality at 469-600-8794. That's 469-600-8794, or go to AchieveVitality.net.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth:
Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Frankie family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Well, I did it. We're trying to print it out. I did a real quick look-see on these different cultivars for ginkgo, and it's what I suspected. Most of them are talking about the structure of the tree. You know, some more upright than others. Some have a stronger central leader. I like the ones that are more widely branching. That's what mine is. Mine is has a pretty strong central leader, which I think most ginkgos do. But the branching characteristics of mine are very, very wide. So I would, unless you have a narrow place where you need the ginkgo to go, getting one that has the wider character would be what I would recommend. They all, or most of them, say that they're male clones. Presidential Gold and Halka, Ginkgo, Golden Colonnade, various ones that are available out there. They all say Zone 4. They all talk about the fact that they're very similar other than just the branching characteristics. And I don't know how consistent that would be. So I'll look into it more. If I come up with more information, I'll let you know. One thing, if you haven't ever heard me talk about it, about mine, and can happen with any of them, I think, that catches people blindsided sometimes, is that they apparently have the ability to change sex. Mine was a certified, grafted male tree that was planted by a landscape contractor, and it is not a male anymore. It's a girl, and it produces a lot of fruit, which I like because we do a lot with the seed and with the little seedlings. They grow beautifully in the shade, and that's one of the most interesting things about ginkgo is that they'll grow in sun or shade. Mine, I've turned them into kind of little bonsai situations in containers at home. Little seedlings I've dug up are little trees that I've grown from seed from my own tree, and they are all in 100% shade all day long and just doing beautifully. They have beautiful fall color, same as the big tree. So Just get a good ginkgo biloba. If you get one of the cultivars, just understand that it's primarily, it looks like anyway, about the branching structure. Some will be a little thinner overall than others. Let's see if John's still there, so let's see if he had anything else. John, did you have anything else for me?
Yes, it says nuts in a female comes in a fruit-like inedible husk that has a pungent odor if allowed to rot. Do you have to rake yours up every year?
I vacuum them up, rake them up, pick them up. We give the seed away to new members of the Organic Club of America. And I plant some myself, and yes, if you leave them on the ground, they get to be pretty stinky. And in some cities, people are complaining about them to a point where, you know, I think some big trees have had to be taken down.
Oh,
but
my.
It's really not a big deal if you stay ahead of it. When they first start to fall, if you just pick them up when they first start to fall around and store them somewhere if you want to grow plants from seed or throw them away, people do eat the nuts that are inside the fleshy fruit. I think they taste horrible, and I don't eat them much. I've eaten them just enough to see what they're like. But, yeah, there's a little bit of maintenance involved if it is a girl, if it's a female tree.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about. Okay, thank you very much.
I appreciate the call. Thank you. Let's see what John in Kaufman is calling from there. Hey, John. John, what's up?
Well, I've heard you say before to move the harvester ants, you know, those giant red ants.
Uh-huh.
And we don't want to kill them, just want them to move. And before you were saying just put some mulch on it and they would pack up and move. Well, didn't have any. Well, we had a little bag of some of that red mulch that you buy at the store and piled it on there on the entryway. Well, they had, as industrial as they are, they took all that stuff apart and moved it out and just carried on, you know, doing our normal business. And then, so I had one of them giant plant covers, you know, keep from freezing.
Uh-huh.
I put that on there, and then I put a little tote lid on top of it with some bricks, and they commenced to eating holes in that plant cover.
You talking about a floating row cover?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made out of a fabric, but so I got went got some mulch, you know, with the, you know, trees that were mulched up, you know, ground up and all.
Right.
Put a pretty good layer on that, spread it out wider, and didn't faze them at all. They're the most industrial little rascals I've ever seen. They won't move.
You've got some harvester ants that really like that spot, don't you? Well, in that case, you may just have to use something that's a little bit of stronger fragrance, like the cedar oil or the ground-up cedar flakes or something like that underneath the shredded tree trimming. You just have to keep irritating them enough. It'll make it a little bit harder for them to come in, maybe the mulch layer a little thicker. But what I'd do, I'd add some cedar or some other fragrance to it. The dry molasses put in there heavily, anything to stimulate a lot of biological activity, and that'll irritate them as well. And I think you'll be able to get rid of those harvester ants. They're really beneficial, but they're not beneficial if they're in a place where they're a problem. I'm going to put you on hold if you had something else because I got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. And the telephone number to be with us here is 866-444-3478. And I will talk about the SPCA report when I come back because I didn't work it in where I was supposed to. Back after this.